You cannot surround yourself with negative people and expect to live a positive life. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of the 7 Good Minutes Daily Self-Improvement Podcast is being sponsored by Carbona. A stain-free and clean home is something you can be proud of, but it's hard to maintain when you're using cleaning products that don't work well or take forever to use. Q Carbona, a household brand that has turned their decades of cleaning expertise into products that get the job done fully, quickly, and easily. When I heard about Stain Devils, my thoughts about removing stains changed forever. Think about this. If you have a chocolate stain, it wouldn't make sense to treat it with a formula that removes wine. They're chemically different. Shop Carbona.com, and for a limited time, listeners of this podcast get 20% off your order. That's Carbona.com, and don't forget to enter the promo code 7GOODMINUTES at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, you're encouraged to stop making excuses for keeping those negative people in your life. Enjoy.
It is your life. Nobody else can tell you what's best for you, and only you will have to deal with the consequences. So make your own decisions.
Start trimming your friend group and start adding to your friend group predicated on what you want to be.
We all have that one negative person that complains about the shitty situation they're in while doing absolutely nothing to rectify it. They often do this as a sort of denial of responsibility. If you're not trying to get out of your shitty situation, then every day you're choosing to stay in it. And you can't complain about being given the choice you keep making. Please, for the love of God, stop burdening everybody around you with your own self-pity, because all you're doing is adding pointless negative energy to a world that already has enough of it. And you'll find that you're dragging everybody around you down with you.
The prerequisite for spending time with any person is that they nourish and inspire you. They feed your flame. There's been very few times in my life that I looked left or looked right and didn't find a person who believed and supported me. From Jazzy Jeff to Alfonso Ribeiro to Charlie Mack to Jada, like, there's always been a person beside me fanning my flames. Look at your last 5 text messages. Are those people feeding your flames or dousing your fire?
People are keeping very negative people around them, and if they aspire to change their situation, it's imperative to audit the 7 to 10 people that are around you.
Put your phone down for just a second and look around. Look to the people around you. Are those people throwing logs on your fire, or are they pissing on it? The people that you spend time with are going to make or break your dreams. Everybody don't deserve to be around you. You got to defend your light with your life. So who are the people in your life that are fanning your flames?
Complaining causes negativity, which causes you to complain, which causes negativity. And there are a few actionable things you can do to immediately stop this negative cycle and to break out of it. And the first one is actually just changing your perception. You know, if you can't change it, then at least change the way you think about it. Someone said, the brain doesn't just observe the world, it projects a second story over everything we see. That story is our perception. We can complain rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice that thorn bushes have roses. Perception defines everyone's reality. The second thing is about your internal locus of control. Take responsibility. If you don't take responsibility, then you're choosing to be a victim of circumstance. And this victim mindset dilutes human potential, it kills action. And by not accepting personal responsibility for your own circumstances, you're greatly reducing the power you have to change it. Let's face it, it is human nature to want to be liked, loved, and accepted. However, if you worry too much about the opinion of others, you run the real risk of being held hostage and, through fear, never becoming the person you are supposed to be. And nothing scares me more than the thought that something so insignificant could have such a significant impact over someone's life. You can't please all of the people all of the time. It is impossible to live up to everyone's expectations, and in doing so, you'll fail to please the most important person of all, yourself. And the reality is, people usually don't care as much about you as they might let on. There's a famous quote that says, "We would worry less about what other people think of us if we realized how rarely they do." As humans, we tend to live our life through our own ego, and unless something directly impacts us, we don't care about it as much as we pretend to. So it's time to stop caring about what others think, because they probably don't care that much anyway. Once you give up catering to other people's opinions, you will find your own happiness and discover who you truly are.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.